Hey, thanks for listening to another Marlins Rewind. Let's have a spectacular week. Before we get any further, day baseball today, a 1-10 first pitch. Back-to-back day games, the Marlins played yesterday afternoon, and with the full rewind of that contest, here's Geff.
Well, for the Marlins, yet another absolutely devastating loss, a bullpen meltdown tonight as they cough up a couple of leads, and they lose to the Indians in dramatic fashion, 6-5. The Indians complete a three-game series sweep at Progressive Field. Both starting pitchers were in pretty good control of this ball game for a long time. Danny Salazar for the Indians today, Tom Kohler for the Marlins. The game was scoreless into inning number three when the Marlins got something brewing. A leadoff double by Derek Dietrich. Chris Johnson followed with a walk. A wild pitch had Marlins runners at the corners for Miguel Rojas. Pitch to Rojas, chopped to the first baseman. Big high hop, Santana comes down with it, comes home, and the ball gets past Jimenez. It runs in to score. Down to third base goes Johnson, and Rojas will take second. It was a fielder's choice, an RBI for Rojas' 14th of the season, and a 1-0 Marlins lead in the third. Tom Kohler made that lead stand up. He was terrific today. He worked six innings of three-hit shutout ball. He walked only two, struck out six. Kohler, 107 pitches, 65 strikes. Salazar got into the sixth and he couldn't get out of it. He went 5 2/3, allowed a run on six hits, walked two, and he matched his career high with 11 strikeouts today over 5 2/3. Salazar, wild pitch, 102 pitches, 67 strikes. This game was 1-0 Miami into the seventh. Marlins looking to add on against the Miami native, Dan Otero, with one out in the seventh inning. Miguel Rojas hit a ground ball to short that was misplayed by Francisco Lindor. So Miggy aboard on an E6. He went to second base on a single by Ichiro. And with two outs, Marlins turned to Martin Prado looking for a big, big hit. The 1-1 to Prado. Line drive. Base hit center field. Prado delivers. Rojas waved at third. He's going to score. And the Marlins extend the lead to 2-0 as Martin Prado comes up big yet again. For Prado, the league leader in hitting with men in scoring position. Yet another run batted in, number 62 on the season. So the Marlins took a 2-0 lead into the seventh when they turned the ball game over to their bullpen. They had it lined up for Bearclaw in the seventh, Ramos in the eighth, and Rodney in the ninth. The Marlins had their top three relievers ready to go with a 2-0 lead. But the lead did not last long against Kyle Bearclaw. Jose Ramirez led off the seventh with a double. Lonnie Chisenhall then was robbed at a great diving play in the hole at short by Miguel Rojas. He was out 6-3. Ramirez had to stay at second base, and that's where he stood with one out when Abraham Almonte came up for the Indians. Now fires a 2-2, and Almonte breaks his bat, grounds him past the mound. Rojas tried to barehand it, couldn't get it. It's by him, and around third, coming home to score Ramirez. It's a 2-1 game. Almonte would leave for a pinch runner, Rajay Davis, who promptly stole second base, his American League leading 35th steal of the season. He went to third when Tyler Naquin grounded to first for the second out. Then pinch hitter Coco Crisp drew a walk, so men at the corners. Crisp stole second base. Carlos Santana then drew a walk. So down a run, 2-1. The Indians had him loaded in the seventh with two outs for their second baseman, Jason Kipnis. The 1-1 to Kipnis. Ground ball up the middle. Base hit center field. Davis ties it. Here's Crisp. The Indians lead 3-2. They've scored three in the seventh against Kyle Bearclaw. So Cleveland on top, and the Indians into what has been a terrific bullpen for them. They had Brian Shaw out there to start the eighth inning. JT Realmuto leading off with a 1-0 count. Realmuto lifts a fly ball out to left center. Hit it well. Back to the wall. Davis, he looks up, and we have a tie ball game. JT Realmuto on the second pitch of the eighth takes Shaw deep, and it's 3-3. So JT came up with his ninth home run of the season, a big home run. And we were all even at that point. Andrew Miller got out of that eighth inning. In the bottom of the eighth, A.J. Ramos allowed a couple of base hits, but he set down the side without a run. So he went to the ninth, 3-3, the Marlins and the Indians. Miller out there to start the ninth inning. He allowed a double to the first man to the plate, Miguel Rojas. Miggy was replaced at second base by pinch runner D. Gordon as Ichiro stepped in.
Here's Miller's pitch. And Ichiro bangs a ball down the right field line, and that is going to be a fair ball into the corner. Coming around third to score is D. Gordon. Ichiro doubles to the right field corner, his second straight hit in this game, and the Marlins have a 4-3 lead.
Ichiro's go-ahead hit is our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your fish movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. That was all for Miller, but that wasn't all for the Marlins. With Cody Allen into the ball game, Jeff Francoeur dropped down a sacrifice bunt. That got Ichiro to third base with one out for Martin Prado.
The set, the pitch. And Prado swings on the first pitch, hits a high pop fly to left. Rajay Davis back there. Ichiro's going to tag. Here's the catch. Doesn't matter. Ichiro will score the run on the sacrifice fly because Rajay Davis dropped the ball after catching it. But it's a sacrifice fly. They get the out. So on two sacrifices here in the ninth inning. And the Marlins pick up a extra add-on run here and lead 5-3.
And since the Marlins scored five today, you can receive 50% off your entire online order tomorrow at papajohns.com. Just use promo code Marlins5 without participating South Florida Papa John's locations. So they brought Fernando Rodney in for the bottom of the ninth. Marlins up 5-3. After a blown save by Bearclaw in the seventh, Miami came back, had a chance to win the ball game. Rodney, though, walked the leadoff man, pinch hitter Brandon Guyer, with Carlos Santana at the plate. A wild pitch sent Guyer down to second base. Santana then drew a walk. So two walks. And there were two on with nobody out. Jason Kipnis was called out on a check swing appeal at third base by Mark Ripperger on a pitch that went to the backstop. The runners moved up to second and third. In the ensuing argument, Terry Francona was thrown out of the ballgame by home plate umpire Joe West. But now, all of a sudden, one out in the ninth inning, the Indians had the tying men in scoring position, trailing 5-3. They had the red-hot Francisco Lindor, the number three man at the plate. Lindor lifted a fly ball to shallow center. Yelich made the catch for the second out, so Rodney was not away from ending the ball game. But he walked Mike Napoli. And just like if the bases were loaded, Michael Martinez ran at first base for Napoli. So with the bases loaded and two outs in the ninth, the Indians were down by a couple, and they sent Jose Ramirez to the plate.
Sacks full. Here's the pitch. Swing and a ground ball. Base hit through the left side. Charged by Francoeur. They've waved the runner. The throw to the plate not in time. The game is tied.
And the winning man was in scoring position for Lonnie Chisenhall.
The pitch. And this ball is hit to right down the line, and it's a game winner. Chisenhall hits a ball down the right field line, and the Indians walk it off with a three-run ninth inning against Fernando Rodney.
They score three runs on two hits, three walks, and two wild pitches in the inning. The Indians, as they have done so many times this year, pull one out in dramatic fashion. They score three in the bottom of the ninth after the Marlins had scored twice in the top of the ninth. Cleveland wins it 6-5. For the Indians, six runs, 10 hits, two errors, 10 men left. For the Marlins, five runs, 11 hits, no errors. They strand eight. Cody Allen, the winner in relief, 3-5. Fernando Rodney, a blown save, and the loss, 2-4. Time of the game was 3 hours, 43 minutes, and a crowd of 25,910 goes home happy. The Indians with the victory are 79-56, now season best 23 games over 500. They've won six straight. They're 45-23 at home, and they remain 5.5 up on the Tigers in the American League Central. Cleveland now with a magic number of 22 to win the division. As for the Marlins, well, they fall below 500 for the first time since April 28th, when they were 10-11. Miami now 68-69. The Marlins are 35-37 on the road. They wrapped this road trip up with a 1-6 record. They went 1-3 in New York. They go 0-3 here in Cleveland as they're swept in this series. Marlins have dropped 8 of their last 9 overall with this crushing 6-5 setback in Cleveland.
The Marlins play the Philadelphia Phillies now, and with the exception of three games this upcoming weekend against the Dodgers, Miami only has division rivals left on the schedule. Our Fish Family Code today, division rivals. Phillies in town for three, then Los Angeles here before the Marlins head back out on the road. Again, afternoon game today, 1:10. If you're making your way to the ballpark, that means our pregame show with Kyle Seeloff starts at 12:40. Dave and Glenn have the play-by-play on 940 Wins in the Miami Marlins Radio Network.